Hey there. How are you today? My name's Dana Demara. You have landed on Soul Medicine. I want to just offer up a few administrative items before we begin our deep dive into this podcast. And first of all, I want to say thank you for being here. I'm so grateful. So first, for you yogis out there, always thank you for joining me. Because you are a loyal listener and you're interested in yoga, meditation, breath work, and sound healing, I'm offering you a gift just for listening. I've been at this practice of yoga for over 2 decades now, and in 2020, I created my own portal of full healing modalities. I would love for you to try it out for 2 weeks on me. Yes, on me. Just go to danademarayoga.com. Put in your email address and you receive instant access to live virtual classes and a library of over 300 recorded classes of days gone by. This is my gift for you. Thank you. Those of you interested in astrology, if you go to myastrocast.com, you'll get a mini speed course on astrology. This little course will give you a general overview of astrology. However, if you thirst for more, every week I host a podcast on YouTube all about the weekly astrological outlook. It's free, and if you subscribe on YouTube, the update will come right to you. Just look for me on YouTube. You can't miss it. One more thing I think you may want to know. I do update my website often. I do my best, and I send out newsletters weekly. Sometimes more than once a week. So if that's your jam, go to my website and subscribe to my newsletters. Just go to danademara.com, put in your email address in the little pop-up there, and you'll get emails from me. Now here's the deal about emails. You're going to get emails. If something doesn't resonate, just delete it. But don't unsubscribe. Okay? I do want to say this about my website, though. It still is very static info, right? So if you are an Instagram person and you want daily musings, free meditations, early morning practices, find me on Instagram at Dana Demara Evolution. It's also my Facebook handle. However, I don't really post very much there. It's odd to me that we need so many channels. So I would say find one that works for you, and I'll meet you there. Of course, for those of you who live here in Encinitas, California, I do host weekly classes in person, sound healing and breathwork sessions right here in SoCal. So I would say just check my website at danademarayoga.com and you'll be able to find all the info you need. Nice little calendar there. Sometimes we practice on the bluff. Sometimes we're practicing at different locations in and around Encinitas and La Costa, but I would love to see you somewhere on this path. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're invited to learn and listen with me. Take a moment to ground in, breathe, and give yourself a moment of stillness. I want to say thank you to Beautiful Chorus for this beautiful intro. It's called The Opening. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.
Hey there. Welcome back. Super excited to be here. Thank you so much for your patience while I kind of gather ideas and things that I want to talk about, people I want to interview on this podcast. I find that when I take a break from doing them, because I don't plan my content out months in advance, not at this stage anyways. I'm sure I will at some point. I actually like to go by how I feel and what's going on in the world and what's going on in my life. And that seems to resonate with a lot of people. So, for this moment in time, the way that I kind of run the show is, every couple of weeks I record a few podcasts. And so for a few weeks there, I wasn't in the mood. I was healing my torn meniscus and I was grappling with my daughter getting ready to go to college and just getting all, coming home from being away in Europe and then all of a sudden realizing like, holy heck, I'm over 50 and I'm almost an empty nester. And like, where the hell did that time go? Like, really, that's what, and that's what this whole podcast is about, is being in a space of this idea of midlife and what it really means, to me anyways, and also to some people that I am very close with. We have conversations about this, women and men alike, and how it feels. And I kind of want to talk a little bit about that. Okay, first thing I want to say, I just want to put this out there. Something that something that people in midlife, that who are in midlife, what they don't want to hear, I'm just going to tell you right now, are you ready? They don't want to hear anyone say to them, "You look really good for your age." Like, no, just "you look really good," period. No one wants to hear, "You look really good for your age." No one wants to hear that. And if I'm wrong and you love to hear that, well, then send me a note. Okay. But from the people I've talked to who are at this stage of their life, they don't want to hear it. The other thing is that, and this again is just in conversations I've had about midlife. We don't necessarily enjoy thinking about what we have and have not done in our life, and having to justify it. So by that I mean this. Wow, so how does it feel to be an empty nester? What are you gonna do now? I don't know. Is it like a button that all of a sudden, empty nester, and now everything is different? Maybe. I feel like we put a huge weight on the shoulders of individuals when they get into midlife. There's a huge weight. Like, do you have money in your savings account? Do you have your nest egg? Are you going to quit work? When are you going to stop working? That was one for me. When are you going to stop working? When I started this whole, excuse me, yoga, meditation, breath work, sound, astrology, I thought to myself, I don't even know what retirement would look like because I can do this for the rest of my life and I love it and it can morph into other things. So asking me, or anyone for that matter, when are you going to retire? Maybe that's not in their plan. Maybe they just like working and doing what they do. Maybe it's not even work. So think about that too. And again, this is just based off conversations that I've had with other people and with myself. So this idea of midlife, it's funny because however many years ago, midlife would have been 25. Right? Like, some of our ancestors only lived to be about 50 and even less. But now we have this opportunity to live longer and live healthier. And One phrase I'm interested in exploring around this whole concept is anti-aging. What a market, the anti-aging market. Okay, here's the deal, you guys. Everyone ages. Everyone ages. We all age. We all age. But my personal belief is that how do you feel? Like if I were to look at my calendar age and then my biological age and then like my intuitive spirit song age, they're all very different. They're all very different. So here's what I've decided to do, and feel free to use this if you'd like. Because I've had people ask me, like, well, what did you turn this year? How old are you? None of your business. How old I am. It's none of your business. And I think what I'm going to do going forward is every year I'm going to say I'm a different age when people ask me that, and they might be a little perplexed. But I want to be, my goal is to be one of those women that no one knows how old she is, like Elizabeth Taylor. No one knew how old Elizabeth Taylor was. Elizabeth Taylor had a million husbands, was dating guys younger than her, having a good old time. You know, and that's not really what this podcast is about, but it's just a funny example of like, you know, if you ask me how old I am, some days I feel like I'm still 25. Some days I feel like I'm 75 because I'm tired. So, you know, as we move into this stage of our life, let's redefine what anti-aging really means, because we're all going to age. We all get older. Our bodies get, you know, more challenging to work with. Our job is to, I think, to maintain a sense of respect for this vessel that we have of ours, right? This beautiful vessel that we call our body, like maintaining a sense of respect for it and doing the best that we can to stay active and, you know, feeding it beautiful and nourishing food. You know, there's a whole thing around alcohol and alcohol consumption and why it's bad for your brain and all of that. And I get that, but I gotta tell you, explain to me, here's another one. Explain to me then, if wine is so bad for you, why are people who live in Sardinia, Italy, or these blue zones, these beautiful places in Greece, how come they look so young? They have no heart disease and they drink wine every freaking day. Why? Because they live in joy. Okay, they live in joy. They touch the land. When I listen to these podcasts and stuff about how alcohol can hurt the brain, especially after midlife. After midlife, oh my God, everything goes downhill. God forbid you check that box 55 and over. What happens after 55? Is there no like 55 to 70, 55 to 65? Why is it 55 over? Do we just fall off an abyss after 55? I don't understand. And why are these like assisted livings for 55 and older? I don't get it. It just, there's such a blanket of assumption in this arena. So I know I'm going like here and there and going in everywhere, but that's because I don't really bring a outline. I just say, this is what I want to talk about today. So this is what I want to talk about today. So this whole anti-aging, okay, you're going to age. Take care of your body. Take care of your mind. Okay, you want to know one thing you can do every single day that will keep you from getting old before your quote unquote time? Stop looking at your phone the second you wake up in the morning. Stop that, because it turns on all these receptors that are not supporting you. Go outside and, like Dr. Huberman says, look at the sky. Go talk to your plants. Go do something in nature to remind yourself that you are a human being. You are a spiritual essence embodying this vessel, and the vessel is going to age. The vessel's going to age. You know, get outside every day, exercise, move your body, feel your heartbeat. eat good food, but every now and again, enjoy some wine, enjoy some cheese, enjoy life. Because at the end of the day, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be at the end of the day going, damn, I wish I would have had that ice cream. Why didn't I have that ice cream? I just wanted the ice cream. I just wanted that feta hunk, you know? Anyway, so I think that there's a lot of focus in our society, especially in America, on anti-aging and staying young. And I think staying young is a state of mind. I really do. I think it's how you feel inside. It's, have you let go of any past resentments? Have you surrendered to life? Have you allowed yourself to accept just your past and be hopeful for the future? Have you taken risks in your life? Have you said, I love you? You know, all these things affect our health and our numerology, if you will, right? Like, remember our biological age, our, you know, our physical age of the calendar in which we were born. And then I think there's also this just like spirit age, our soul's age. I decided this is what happened to me today, and why I decided to talk about a little bit about this today is because I was at the gym, and I don't like the gym. I hate the gym. I'm not a gym person at all. But I, since tearing my meniscus, I have to be really mindful about what I do, and I can't play pickleball, and I can't play tennis, and I shouldn't be running up and down stairs just yet until it heals. And you know, the doctor said, you have really young bones and I don't want to do surgery, so these are the things that you need to do. So I'm doing everything that that doctor told me to do, and I'm, you know, listening. And so I went back to the gym. So I'm on the rowing machine today, and I get this text from a dear friend of mine, Lisa. And she, it's a quote by Brené Brown. And I literally almost fell on the floor. Now, I waited till I was done with my set and then I read it, just so you know. But Brené Brown, and this is so powerful. I'll try to remember to post it, but she basically says, you know, midlife is one of those moments in time where the universe kind of knocks on your door and whispers in your ear, hey, you're halfway to dead. Congratulations, you made it this far. What are you doing with your life? Are you following your dreams? Are you listening to your body? Are you being true to yourself? And she said something about midlife crisis that I've said for such a long time. You know, we classify this quote unquote midlife crisis. Well, guess what? In astrology, everyone has a Chiron return. Everyone has a Chiron return in their 50s. Guess what Chiron return is about? Chiron return is about using your greatest hurt, your wound, your wounding, your trauma, your story, and going beyond the shame of that story, that wounding, and using it as fuel for your life. Now, why don't we do that before midlife? Because we're probably ashamed, or we're afraid, are people gonna like me? Are people gonna? So you see these people go at midlife, let's just say midlife is around 50, okay, for the sake of the conversation. And oh, she or he must be going through a midlife crisis. They decided to, you know, do this, that, or the other thing. It's not a midlife crisis. Please stop using that word. It is not even a real thing. It's a midlife awakening, saying like, holy crap, I have so many gifts that I have not tapped into. Or I've been raising my kids, which is such a, like, people ask me, don't you want to leave a legacy? I am. I'm leaving my children as a legacy. I don't need to prove anything to anybody by, you know, having some sort of my name somewhere. your legacy is how people remember you, right? So that kind of takes the pressure off. But allowing yourself this space to say, whoa, what do I really desire? And I don't really care what other people think anymore. This is, I'm going to say how I feel. I'm going to set the boundaries on how I feel. I'm going to eat the way I want. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to say, this is my wounding. If you don't like it, that's too bad. Like, I just feel like, as when we were younger, we weren't taught to share these types of things. At least my generation was not. My generation was to shove it under the rug, to not talk about it, to let it just sit in the body. And that just creates problems, as we all know. Buzzword, trauma-informed yoga. Everybody has trauma. Everyone has trauma. If someone says they don't have trauma, they're not digging deep enough. Everyone has trauma. So to look at our midlife and say, whoa, whoa, and make these changes is actually, in my humble opinion, a midlife awakening, a midlife gift, a gift that we're not only giving to ourselves, but we're giving to the collective. And so what I might say to that, I'd love to say, wouldn't it be great if we could all just live like that all the time? I think it's happening more and more now, but I do think that there is a really powerful piece that happens when you get to be a little bit further along in your life, and that is wisdom. And I think there are handfuls of people that are born with this innate wisdom, but I also feel like they still don't have that wisdom of living here on planet Earth. Maybe they do, but for the most part, living here on planet Earth can be quite an interesting journey, quite an interesting education, if you will. And wisdom is just, you can't really measure it. You just can't really measure it at all. So just circling it back to why I wanted to do this podcast in the first place, it was midlife and redefining like how we phrase the way we speak to people in that way, and the way we look at ourselves in this time of our life, and the way we, instead of try to fix it or stop it from happening, just embrace it and own it, I guess, just to own it. And for those of you who are, 20, 30, even early 40s listening to this, I don't know. When I was in my 30s and 40s, I was like, midlife, whatever, that's so far away. And now it's here. And I still feel on some days like I'm in my 30s or my 40s. So, I think the key is to just love your life, to just love what you do and don't call it work. It's going to make you old when you call it work. It's not work. This is life. This is schooling. And just be kind to yourself, be kind, listen to your body, listen to that intuition, drop in and remember it's a midlife awakening and not a midlife crisis. Anyways, I hope that this was fun for you to listen to. Lots of things on the docket ready for September, October, November podcast, but this is what was really clear for me today. So I hope that this resonated with you. Love to know what you think, and would love to hear what you want to talk about. So feel free to shoot me an email at dana@danajamara.com, and I will get on that for you. Thank you so much. Have such a beautiful day. Namaste.